The Sudbury Wolves couldn't find their scoring touch in their final regular season game on Sunday evening, falling 5-1 to the Oshawa Generals. Before the game, the Ontario Hockey League announced that Sudbury Wolves captain David Goyette had won the Eddie Powers Memorial Trophy for leading the Ontario Hockey League in points, finishing the regular season with 117 points, 40 goals and 77 assists. Jakub Vindras got the start in goal for the Wolves while the Oshawa Generals went with Jacob Oster in their net. There was very little action to speak of in the first period, with both goalies making key saves to keep the score knotted at 0-0 after the first 20 minutes of play. At the 6:19 mark of the second period, Matthew Buckley of the Generals scored his 30th goal of the season to make the score 1-0 for Oshawa. Both goalies were perfect after the first goal until the 15:09 mark of the second period, when the Generals made the score 2-0 thanks to Callum Ritchie's 27th goal of the season, this one on the power play, making the score 2-0 for Oshawa with one period remaining in the game. Almost 5 minutes into the third period, Ritchie scored his second goal of the game unassisted to put the Generals firmly in control by a score of 3-0. Just over halfway through the period, Sudbury native Zachary Giroux scored his 20th goal of the season, this one while the Wolves were on the power play, to finally put the Wolves on the board, who now traveled by a score of 3-1. With 2:31 remaining in the game, Dylan Rubrock scored his 25th goal of the season on an empty net to give the Generals a 4-1 lead. Oshawa added one more goal with Rubroesk's second of the game with just 5 seconds left on the clock to seal a 5-1 victory. With the loss, the Sudbury Wolves conclude the regular season with a record of 38 wins, 23 regulation losses, 4 overtime losses, and 3 shootout losses on the season, finishing in 3rd place in the Central Division, 5th place in the Eastern Conference, and 9th place in the Ontario Hockey League. The Wolves now turn their attention to the playoffs, where they will face the Mississauga Steelheads in Round 1, with Game 1 taking place on Thursday, March 28 with a scheduled start time of 7 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves and Sudbury 5 games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.